Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for downloading the latest episode of the Membership Guys Podcast with me, your host, Mike Morrison. This is the show in which we dispense weekly proven tips, tricks, tactics, and advice for membership site owners. Owners, thank you so much for joining me for today's show. I'm going to make it worth your while. It's going to be a quick one, but a good one. In today's episode, I'm talking all about negotiating perks and special offers for your members. So that's something that we love doing within our own membership at membersiteacademy.com, as well as with our most successful clients, being able to give people these nice little added bonuses, these special offers, these perks that they won't get anywhere else, purely for being a member. Now, these will be discounts, these can be freebies, these can be kind of exclusive access to tools or resources that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get. And you're not going to build your entire membership around the fact that maybe you're able to negotiate, you know, a 10% or a 15% discount on some of your members' favorite software. That's not going to be enough to just build a whole membership around unless you have hundreds and hundreds of member-only perks negotiated. But if you can offer this as a nice add-on, a bit of extra value, a sweetener to seal the deal for your members, that can be a great feature. It can be enough to take someone from being 99% sure they want to join your membership to being 100% jumping right in, clicking on that join now button. Especially, you know, if you are in an area where your members use a lot of software, or they buy a lot of equipment, or they otherwise have any other expenses related to their interest in the particular topic your membership's about, or, you know, in the course of their business, if you've got a business-based membership site, then if you can save them a little bit of money, and even better, if you can save them enough money on the stuff they are paying for to cover or to justify the cost of your membership, then this really can be a deal breaker. But how do you go about actually landing those discounts? What we like to do, because obviously a lot of our members, they use software, they use membership plugins, they use email marketing systems, they use all sorts of different software as a service or, you know, one-off license fee type stuff. And so we look for those kind of offerings, those kind of products that are currently running affiliate programs. So our general approach, once we've identified that a particular product or service provider that we would love to land a discount for our members has an affiliate program, we find out how much that affiliate percentage is, how much the kickback is, and then we approach those companies and we essentially offer to forego the affiliate commission in exchange for a discount to the same value. So if a particular membership plugin offers a 10% affiliate commission, we'll actually go to them with the logic of, well, you're going to give us 10% anyway, you're going to have to pay us 10% or take 10% of the money you make from all the sales we send your way. You're going to lose that money anyway. That money's spent. That's what you've paid to get that sale. So how about instead of giving us the 10%, you give us a discount code or a coupon or some special link for a 10% discount that we give to our members. We won't take our affiliate commission. We instead pass on the value and pass on what we would have earned from that affiliate commission to our members. So it doesn't cost these companies any more than it would do if they were just paying you an affiliate commission. And the funny thing is, when you're doing that, you'll actually find that quite a lot of these companies, just for the fact that you're willing to sacrifice your affiliate commission, they'll actually give you the best of both worlds. They'll give you a promo, a discount, a special exclusive perk for your members, and they'll also pay you an affiliate commission. So that's not going to happen all of the time, and you certainly shouldn't be going into it thinking that that's going to be the outcome. But if you are genuinely more interested in being able to negotiate a sweet discount for your members than you are in making a little commission, and let's face it, you should be more interested in that because your bread and butter for your business, for your membership, is going to be from your actual members and the subscription payments that they pay you. And so it's in your interest to provide added value and to prioritize that over making affiliate commissions and making these little kickbacks and recommending software. So if you're happy to do that, then go to these different vendors, go to product providers. If your audience have physical product, they need to buy guitars or pianos or drum kits or knitting equipment or any of the other examples that I probably overuse here on the Membership Guys podcast, find a provider, go to them direct and see if they'll be willing to negotiate a discount or, you know, forego something that they might pay you or anything else along that lines. Try and paint it as a no-lose situation. Go out there and try and negotiate these sort of deals with specific suppliers as well. Maybe even trade suppliers off against each other. Or if you can't secure like a permanent discount, see if you can find a way that you can make it easy for a chosen partner or a chosen provider to give you a discount you can pass on to your members rather than either paying a commission or, you know, you can present it as you won't charge them to advertise on your website. So you can actually say, we want to put your products into the hands of our members. Normally we would charge people to advertise on our site. Instead of us making money, what we want to do as your quote-unquote payment for this free exposure to our members is to give us an exclusive discount. So make it a no-brainer for the supplier to arrange something that you can take your members and genuinely say, this is a perk. This is an added benefit of being a part of this membership. Now, sometimes you will get companies with products online or offline where they want to be able to do this for you, but for various reasons, could be technological, they just can't. One particular piece of software that we recommend, we talk about quite a lot, we weren't able to negotiate a permanent discount with them because their only means of applying discounts is through the use of a coupon, and they don't release coupons or they don't have kind of permanent coupons simply because of the rise of all these coupon websites out there where, you know, they'll list every possible coupon for a service and all that sort of stuff. So with those guys, we just had to compromise and arrange a limited time promotion. But rather than do this promotion to our entire list, we kept that promotion limited to just our members. We got that middle ground of being able to offer something that was exclusive to members that we could genuinely hold up as being a perk and being a benefit of being a part of our membership site. We were able to pass on a discount, but we were able to do it in such a way that worked for the vendor as well. So be willing, be open-minded, compromise and come to an arrangement with these guys, because they win at the end of the day. They still get their products sold. And if they can do that while not spending any more than they normally would on commission or on advertising, what have you, then it's a no-brainer for them. And you look great and your membership looks great because you're able to provide savings, discounts, exclusive perks and offers that your competitors aren't going to be able to. So hopefully a bit of food for thought. If you've got a membership running at the moment or if you're planning yours, definitely think about ways in which you can negotiate and score member-only perks, discounts, offers, resources. Basically hustle and get anything you can get your hands on to give to your members, then do it. Because it just adds that little extra bit of value and helps differentiate your membership from what other people will be offering. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. Hopefully that gives you a bit of inspiration, a bit of food for thought. I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Guys podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out the membersiteacademy.com. The Membersite Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. So whether you're still figuring out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membersite Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement and advice, the Membersite Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage and grow a successful membership website. So check it out at membersiteacademy.com.